What do you want? Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
We are live back in your life. It is September 21st, 2021, Patriot Power Hour season finale, the summer season finale. Ben the Breaker of Banksters here with Future Dan. What's up, buddy?
I'm just here for the natural language processing bots run by the DHS on our shows.
Oh, they got all the ammo they want in our words and Future. They can, you know, it's stored and recorded for not only our listeners' archive, but for their use in the future with better AI. They can use it too. But I'm loud and proud with my feelings of freedom and fighting back and prepping. So,
yeah,
it's all good.
Promoted the futuredanger.com/archive of radio shows. All of our episodes dating way back to, I think there's a few lost episodes, but we're at 154 tonight at the end of summer 2021, going into the equinox, where we will potentially take a break next week unless the news, which is headed in a more severe grade, a more intense, real grade of news, continues. And then we'll be right back at it next Tuesday. But tonight, we got an hour. And we got a lot of big movement and topics being discussed on this network, involving a major event that the other hosts will be, many of the other hosts are participating in. What's coming up this week, Ben?
Well, Prepper Camp, that's the name of the game. Unfortunately, I have a family commitment this weekend, not able to make it. But I know, I'd say practically a majority of the hosts on PBN making it to Prepper Camp. And I'm hoping to make it next year. But if you guys obviously been listening, NBC guy and James and others. Heck, it's Double Barrel Tuesday, right? The next generation guys, father son duo, making it all the way down to Prepper Camp. So if you guys are going to be down there with them, I know a lot of listeners are going to be there. That's super fun. I hope to meet you in the future. Hope you learn a lot this year. And if you didn't make it, I know that they're going to do a lot of content similar to when we did our little bug out, right? Excuse me. When we did our Ozzer Highland exercise with NBC guy, we had several kind of check-in and just content for 48 hours plus, just like several mini episodes, and they're going to be doing the same. A lot of hosts, a lot of content upcoming. Yep. From Prepper Camp.
Should be good. I'm going to listen all weekend to that for sure.
Definitely.
What's Evergrande, Ben? When did you first hear of Evergrande? And why should anybody on the Prepper Broadcasting Network listening to our show care about the term Evergrande?
So that's the name of this Chinese real estate conglomerate. Think of it that way. That you, there you go, adjust that microphone there, sir. Sorry, sir. that they're the largest real estate company, holding company, property developer in China. And they've been very famous for that reason over the years. So just following the rise of China.
Equivalent to what here?
Equivalent to like BlackRock or like, you know. Or
BlackRock doesn't build skyscrapers.
Excuse me, Blackstone. Okay. Blackstone.
Okay.
It's a large REIT, real estate investment trust. I always get those two mixed up. Blackstone. you don't know what Blackstone is, they're one of the largest landlords. So they own tons of apartment buildings and homes that they rent out. And they actually bought a lot of these off of foreclosures in the financial crisis.
So the Chinese Communist Party allowed a conglomerate operating on Western, you know, business model to do what in China, and to cause it to go up 900% in stock but be down 25% over the past decade this week. So it crashed. That's where we're going with this. But I'm trying to understand what makes it so central to the Chinese financial system. It's talk of contagion right now.
So especially over the last 10 years, China's been doing its best to build domestic demand so that they're not only based on exports. And their number one way to try to do that was the real estate market. They tried to build, everyone's heard of the ghost cities. That's my example. Evergrande was right on that. That's pretty much, there are other companies involved, and those are going to collapse. When, you know, it's just like Lehman Brothers and AIG.
Ghost cities were. Not everybody saw that. And I'll tell you what, until tonight, I heard about it. I heard about it discussed, but it never clicked with me how there got to be skyscrapers full of apartments in these cities or districts of cities that were built and then never filled with people. How'd that even happen?
Man. Well, China had to keep its 10% per year growth going or they'd have a revolution. And one of their only ways to do that was to just build all the infrastructure they could and all the buildings and real estate they could. And that would provide tons of jobs. And it keeps that, it's like throwing coal into the fire. But what they were doing in a very centrally planned fashion, is just build without the actual residents or tenants or users. And it wasn't just these ghost cities, but other examples of factories, car factories, et cetera, billions upon billions of dollars on investment on where they didn't actually have workers. They didn't even actually have customers. They didn't actually have tenants. They didn't actually have residents, but they had investors. And those investors are in America and Europe, but a lot of them are also the Chinese, quote unquote, middle class and rich folks. There's many, many poor that don't own any of this, of course.
What about the Chinese Central Bank?
Well, you think that the Fed owns all the U.S. economy, which it practically does. Well, I mean, they literally, the CCP own, it's all one and the same.
Fifth plank.
So in the end, I guess what I'll bring it down to is they're going to get bailed out because they're even more too big to fail than our own. Our own Lehman Brothers. A lot of folks, to bring a full circle, a lot of people are saying this is Lehman Brothers in China. This is going to start credit default swap equivalent collapses, domino effect throughout all China, then spread to Europe and even Wall Street. And it's all going to go downhill. We started to see some panic and on the markets.
Yesterday.
Yeah, it started to bounce back, but got cut down again. But, you know, it's kind of in a stalling pattern. I won't go down too much down that. Yeah, we'll talk more on the
headlines.
Yeah.
We'll do the headlines next segment, but it's crashing. But just explain to me again how buildings of that magnitude, districts of apartments get built and then never used. And what happened to them? Did they just decay or get half built and left alone?
Yeah, well, a lot of them were built in the last decade, so they haven't been getting used, and so they are decaying and having lack of maintenance and falling apart. But they're marked to market, right? They'd be 20 cents on the dollar. But Evergrande was selling it to investors like, you're gonna get a big piece of this real estate that's gonna produce all this income into the future. But no, it's a ghost city, and now all their investments are lost, and people are very pissed saying, yeah, I mean, we don't even get the real news of what's going on, but literally executives of this company are being held hostage by investors saying, you stole my money. So this is very serious, but in the end, China's going to bail them out and it's just going to keep going on in the circle of bailouts.
Not the five executives they arrested.
No, well, China might actually execute these folks.
Yeah. something.
They'll never execute Jamie Dimon or anybody like that in a court of law in America when they're guilty. But they will certainly there. Just saying.
Fifth plank of the Communist Manifesto is to seize control of the credit system.
Yeah, well, they always talk about this, the Chinese characteristics. That's literally the tagline that they'll use on The Economist or CNBC. It's like, it's capitalism with Chinese characteristics, they like to try to say. But it just means it's a scam, banksters with Chinese characteristics. So I think Evergrande in a little bit is overblown because it will get bailed out by the Chinese government.
You do for now?
But it's also huge because it's just a huge symptom and warning sign of the underlying issues. And this could really start to spiral things. Yeah, if the Chinese government has to bail this out all out, that's they can do that. But it'll also call into questionability the the promise all the Chinese have been given that if they give CCP all the power in the world, they're going to become rich. Well, no, they're not. Now the government just owns everything again. All the semblance of free markets have gone again. The iron fist is coming down to bail them out. But that, you know, so then they're like, oh, shit, we actually are in straight up authoritarian. And then what happens? Another Tiananmen Square? Or will there be a revolution
that succeeds? Tiananmen Square didn't happen because there was increasing repression. Tiananmen Square happened because they came down from it from the 60s and 70s into the late 80s.
This is like the other end of that curve. Now they're going into it.
I don't think you'll see any Tiananmen Squares because no one in that country would dare stand up to it, to that regime. But it's kind of a macro level view of what you and I discuss these things. Let me throw this past you.
Okay.
If you listen to Ben and the bankster mantra, it's all centrally controlled. It's all a play. It's all figured out. It's all nefarious forces, rigging markets, centrally controlling, commanding heights. Check out the documentary from the late 90s. It was taught in grad school economics, and it was all about how, the Bush presidency was going to come off of the commanding heights where Clinton Gore was going to take it to as much central control as they could manage to eke out in the 90s, which is, a shadow of what Biden's trying to do now. So if it's all centrally controlled, it's all rigged, it's all banksters, I think there's a sort of a duality to this. There, on the other end of that is there's real market forces that these people could lose control of.
Yeah.
And when it all spirals apart in real economics, macroeconomics, international economics at that level, it escapes the Federal Reserve and the Chinese Central Bank and both governments and all the investors and all the elites. When that crumbling happens, you got to be ready for it. So that's why we're talking about this thing tonight. Could be nothing and we don't mention it again next week. Could be the crack that opened us up wide.
That's a perfect way to put it, because I was literally going to have an analogy of a volcano, because the volcano is the magma is just gurgling down there. We know this thing's going to blow. We just had a little geyser blowout with some hot water. Everything's heating up. I think this Evergrande's more like a big chunk of lava just blew out, but the whole thing hasn't come out yet. It's not Mount St. Helens where the whole side of the mountain blows up yet, but this is like a big chunk of magma just flew out into the forest.
Meanwhile,
and you're like, holy crap. Yeah. It's okay. Nothing's wrong. Keep on going to work.
Meanwhile,
get your vaccine.
Bitcoin takes a $7,000-$8,000 chop because hedge fund managers own it, and they had to cover on Monday.
Yep.
Stocks with their second biggest automatic sell program in history on Monday.
Definitely.
Everything red.
We're going to talk a lot of economics today. Of course, we'll get into the health. We'll get into the various attack on our civil liberties. We'll get into some geopolitical information. Even some space combat news about satellites and the next kind of phase of warfare and all that. So we got a heck of a show ahead of you for you. As always, go to PrepperBroadcasting.com. PrepperBroadcasting.com, best way to follow the entire network, become part of the continuity if you haven't yet. And with that said, going to break. Stick with us. The News Blitz will be here when we're back. Patriot Power Hour.
The situation around Syracuse is one of utter devastation. Just like the other nuked cities, the danger area of highest contamination extends out 20 miles from the blast zone. All the communities immediately around the city have major problems. There is a mandatory evacuation order for the city itself and some of the immediate surrounding areas. They are testing the water, air, and soil constantly for contamination. This excerpt is from the book titled The Prepper, Part 1, The Collapse, by Carl A.D. Brown. Go to Amazon.com today and explore one family's journey through the collapse. Again, The Prepper by Carl A.D. Brown.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network. So are you ready to rock? Well, don't ever stop. We are on a crash course of freedom and we can go as long as we want, yeah. Jump fast, let go. Cleanse up, members.
Soundtrack, so cold. This is your heat map dashboard blitzkrieg for September 21st, 2021. We got black on red. Active indicators, news censored, maximum. Drone flights over a bridge in Texas banned after aerial images of thousands of migrants are disseminated. Studies suggest hospitals are overcounting the number of children hospitalized due to coronavirus. Media mistakes horse reins for whips in a Border Patrol apprehension footage to spread the information. There were reins on a horse. Border Patrol mounted. OSHA ordered to hide employer reports of COVID vaccine injuries and side effects. OSHA, Ben, and the FAA shutting down the airspace. That is outright government censorship of information happening now. The judicial system, mistrust grows. Justice for Six rally, an armed, masked federal law enforcement agent posing as a protester is detained by Capitol Police, will not face charges. Judge in Georgia election fraud case gives Secretary of State in Georgia the ability to decide the case against himself. Privacy being annihilated. New in-car cameras can detect what you're doing while you're driving. The FBI in California seizing safety deposit boxes and telling judges the target's income was too low to have that much money. So they're just going in and taking the safety deposit boxes. Supreme Court to decide if public has a right to know secret surveillance rulings issued by the FISA court. Senate Bill 2725 proposed to and could potentially end firearm sales on the internet. Column 2, security. President restarts program that lets parents bring Central American children to the U.S. 26 governors seek to meet with the president over illegal surge on the southern border. President seeks to nearly double Congress's annual refugee cap. Tens of thousands of migrants are flooding the United States southern border. Scramble to control Del Rio crisis leaves large border sections unguarded. Congressman outright says the only conclusion any rational person can reach on the border crisis, it is deliberate, intentional. This is foreign invasion. Officially invited from the White House. Foreign black ops suspected. Former Secretary of State's wife has millions of dollars in Chinese investments. Chairman of the Joint Chief casually defends secret calls to China during final days of Trump's presidency as routine. clandestine space combat news, defense officials in the United States bracing for future laser attacks on our satellites by foreign adversaries. Column 3, economic. The markets finally freak about Evergrande default contagion. Stocks hit with second biggest sell program in history. We're talking automated computer-based selling. It all cascaded at once. The entire Dow and S&P, with very few exceptions, was in the red simultaneously because of computer trading. High-pressure week for global markets continues this week. Steep losses on Monday. Some gains back today. S&P fell to its lowest percent drop in a single day since May. So it's within the year. Dow shed 600 points, which is minuscule today, you know, in relative terms in 2021. But the Dow Jones did not close up today either. So keep an eye on it. Economic news, other aspects of it are not good. Junk debt sales soar toward record year. Washington debt ceiling contributing with the Evergrande implosion to weigh on markets this week. Natural gas, coal, electricity prices are all running abnormally high. Shipping rates are rising at the fastest pace in nearly a decade. The Consumer Price Index quarterly has updated on future danger. Ben, the economic gauge has caught up with the latest figures. In the past 90 days, we are up 2.34% over the previous CPI number. Federal government default, always in the back of the mind of the world. Majority party in Congress links debt ceiling to spending bill. Congress has to September 30th to increase the debt ceiling. I can tell you one thing that would cause an episode 155 next week of Patriot Power Hour is if they keep playing chicken with this debt increase. All goes back to, theoretically, the U.S. government could default. Food prices are another inflation that we keep special attention to. Food prices poised to surge with the fertilizer costs at an all-time high. Or nearing it. Fear gauge, the VIX, jitters from Evergrande send Wall Street fear gauge to biggest drop in over 6 months yesterday. It's at 24.36 tonight, so, you know, higher than the 16 or 17 that we usually see, Ben, but it's not in the red, not, certainly not compared to March 2020. Just for the view of the long-term, Social Security going unpaid is only 13 years from being realized. Combined Social Security Trust Fund has that much time before it reaches insolvency. Total obligations of the U.S. in terms of debt and Social Security and all other entitlements is on the order of $125 trillion tonight. Vax mandate on truckers could bring that food prices and other just inflation even higher. We're watching for that. And then, of course, the most disappointing news of every single week in the past 2 years. Column 4. We're talking about vaccination and disease. All right. First off, we're going to talk about vaccination effects being exposed. Then we're going to simultaneously talk about efforts to force vaccination. All right. Testimony from an FDA vaccine hearing. A doctor in particular said COVID injections are killing more than saving and driving variants. More claims. Nearly all COVID cases at a public high school, I believe in Illinois, occurring in fully vaccinated students. Delta variant of SARS-CoV-2 poised to acquire complete resistance to existing vaccine supply. Read that article. Judge for yourself. Meanwhile, VARS data. Nearly 15,000 deaths, more than 700,000 injuries reported to VARS, the government database. Keep track of vaccine adverse reactions. 15,000 deaths since 2020 rollout of the COVID vaccines. Simultaneously, U.S. Army sets deadlines for COVID-19 vaccines, threatens disciplinary action. White House is debating vaccines for all air travel. Flight bookings plummet in reaction to force vaccinations potentially to fly. And in natural news, spectacular lava fountains in the Canary Islands from a major volcano, 5,000 erupted. Got lava coming right down the mountain into populated areas. Scientists growing mRNA vaccine-filled plants to replace COVID injections. Who would even let them do that now? And the FDA is up to other good things like purchasing aborted baby organs, heads, and tissue for a human mice project, humanized mouse project. Sickening. And the frogs are dying in Australia. And the 2020 Wuhan flu death estimates are officially considered as surpassing Ben. The 1918 Spanish flu estimates for kills. That's the roundup today. We got extreme after action repos also reported. $1.224 trillion in reverse repos. That's actually grade hot happening now in addition to censorship. So these, we got two indicators black on the board. And if that continues and adds over the next few days, I think we're probably going to have to report on it.
For sure. And, you know, some of what we were talking about may go away for a short term.
Cool down.
That's a great way to put it. May cool down. It's not actually going to go away. It's just going to bury its head under the sand, or that magma under the volcano is going to be brewing and the pressure is going to be building. None of these problems are being improved or fixed. If they pop up and then go away for a little while, if they cool down, they're actually just festering. So keep that in mind, whether it's the stock market, whether it's with Taiwan. We didn't talk about Taiwan right now, but that issue hasn't gone away. There's a lot of reasons to prep, I guess, is what I'd like to summarize it by saying.
Check out the blue indicators that are recently cooled off.
Yeah.
We're missing, you know, Chinese military activity we're not seeing right now. Korea was firing missiles that could come back. Russia could always show off, demonstrate in some way. We got, you know, potential for riots are right around the corner at all times. You know,
yep.
That's the world we live in.
Yep, I think.
Maybe didn't even mention the Middle East.
Maybe this is similar to a lot of other folks out there. Maybe not. But when I first really got into this, and what I mean is current events, and analyzing and trying to figure out the truth, quote-unquote truth, I thought every news article pretty much meant that apocalypse was coming, right? Or that it was absolute proof of this, that, or the other thing. It's not necessarily how it works. It's kind of a slow burn. But I really think the heat is ratcheting up. And I said that maybe 2 months ago, that I felt going into this fall, I don't know what it's going to be. Well, I do know COVID-related it definitely will be. But otherwise, from an economic and geopolitical point of view in particular, I feel like it's heating up and there's so many potential threats out there. And really, to finish it off, just my quick high-level look at this, and then we'll hit over to break and come back for the second half. The main constant, very actualized and high-level indicator every single week, and it's still there now, is under the news blatantly censored, under the propaganda. Yeah, we talk about COVID, we talk about economics, we talk about all these other articles, but the shutdown of information and the propaganda going on and the mainstream media takeover, that's consistent and never cooling down. So always be a lookout for that. Anyway, guys, we'll be right back. Second half, Patriot Power Hour. We got a lot to discuss. Stick with us.
Millions of Americans are still not protected against COVID-19. And we are seeing more infections among those who are unvaccinated. I issued a Surgeon General's advisory on the dangers of health misinformation. Surgeon General advisories are reserved for urgent public health threats. The bass and the tweeters make the speakers go to war. Misinformation poses an imminent and insidious threat to our nation's health. The mighty trumpet brings the freaks out to the floor. Health misinformation is false, inaccurate, or misleading information about health. The bass and the tweeters make the speakers go to war. Misinformation takes away our freedom. The mighty trumpet brings the freaks out to the floor. Misinformation has led people to resist wearing masks. Tell me, where the freaks are. What we call disinformation. Tell me, where the freaks are. We need an all-of-society approach. Freaks are. Checking sources before they share. Tell me where the freaks are. If you're not sure, don't share. Today, the Rockefeller Foundation is announcing a $13.5 million commitment. This is just the beginning. We expect more from our technology companies. We get that bass thumping, people jumping all over the world. Take action against misinformation super spreaders. Got that freak flow, freak show. Welcome to the circus. Bringing individuals and organizations together. Let the leaders lead, preachers preach. Welcome to the circus. Nearly every death we are seeing now from COVID-19 could have been prevented. See, we do this for a purpose, just to keep that fire burning. Kids are depending on all of us to get vaccinated. And we don't need no water, let that mother burn. There are more and more patients with COVID-19 who never got vaccinated. Because they were misled by misinformation. Healthier information environment. There is disinformation that is coming from bad actors. Not sharing is caring. Misinformation literally costing us our loved ones. Technology companies have a particularly important role. Much more has to be done, and we can't wait. It's costing people their lives.
Tell me where the freaks at. We are in regular touch with these social media platforms. We've increased disinformation research and tracking. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook. We're helping get trusted content out there. COVID community court. Robust enforcement strategy. Information travels quite quickly on social media platforms. Information spreads too quickly. We have empowered, engaged, funded local voices to combat misinformation that's traveling online or traveling, unfortunately, out of the mouths of elected officials.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Power Hour. It is the season finale, Future Dan. But as you said, we will always be here, ready, willing, and able. And I mean, if stuff goes crazy this weekend, we'll be at Prepper Camp. We'll be kind of at our homes. Hopefully, we'll be taking care of business. I'm sure they'll be coming in with all types of content, but we'll be watching the news wires a little closer, maybe.
The nature of economic news is they just all shut down on the weekends and don't report on it because the markets are closed, right? They can all just go and reset and have retreats and figure out what to do next. I think Paulson and Bernanke did that once, right?
Yeah.
So Yellen and who does that to Yellen and Powell could go do it this weekend.
Well, usually Sunday and Sunday night before the Monday open is kind of that panic time when they have those emergency meetings and stuff. So, absolutely right.
Which we never get to know about.
No, absolutely not. No. Even the financial collapse 2008, in kind of historical retrospectives, because it's, you know, long enough ago, they talk about these meetings, but it's not, you know, it's still relatively clandestine, and I'm sure they don't give us all the meetings and calls that they were happening at the 11th hour, where Hank Paulson was saying that there would be tanks in the street if there wasn't a bailout and all that fun stuff.
Tanks in the street. I've heard that attributed, but I'm not sure. No one confirmed he ever said that, right?
We can go do some research. I don't know. Could be hearsay. I certainly believe it's possible.
Here on Patriot Power Hour, say.
You know, maybe they're like, no, okay, we'll just bail you out. We don't even need to be coerced or scared. Maybe it's more like that.
So bailout, most people understand what that is. Just making up money and handing it to private entities to prevent them from going insolvent and keeping the parade going on. But what's a bail-in? And they're happening in China. Some of the investors of Evergrande learned what a bail-in is. What's a bail-in, Ben? And if you happen to have a 401k and you never heard the term, is this a good time this year to start, you know, considering this prospect?
In some regard, we're all bailing in right now. If you use fiat currency, if you're paid in fiat currency, it's being devalued with the inflation, with the money printing in debt. So you are having to bail in, i.e. give up some of your worth to save the common good.
But what's a bail-in
the next
in one sharp
level
blow?
Of, yeah. So that's the general kind of passive. Think of it that way. Even if you're not in, you know, 401k. But if you're in a 401k or a pension plan or your company is a public organization, etc., you're highly susceptible to this. Because and a high level, what is a bail-in? They say, okay, the market just crashed 30%+ in 3 days. We had a bunch of circuit breakers that tripped. We can't stop it. Look, we're going to have to stabilize the system. And as part of that, you're going to have to sacrifice some of your account or your pension or your insurance plans or your annuity. Part of that, probably not all of it, but potentially all of it will be confiscated by the FDIC or equivalent organization or even a new bailout fund that comes out. Bailout, bail in, you know. And you're going to have to think of it how, if you know General Motors, how they were kind of bailed out but also bailed in. Once they took...
They bailed in their employees.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just get to the mechanics. Like, how does this happen? I have an account of some type.
Well, it's never really happened before. They're just going to say you can't withdraw your account. And now we'll have maybe if things get better in 5 or 10 years, you'll have access. They're going to try to give promises like you'll be able to access it someday if things get well. But for now, we're having to take control.
Like Robin Hood and GameStop.
Yeah, you can't withdraw. And your account is now worth, you know, only 30% of what it used to be. But we're hoping it'll go up in value and we'll hope that we'll pay you back soon. But it's better than going to 0% of its value. So you should actually be happy that we're helping you.
Now, how do the lawsuits that obviously flow from that, you know, get nullified?
Well, I don't know. Maybe some sort of national security
law.
Yeah, especially if we're at war with China.
Congress just passes a law and says... all of this is worth half of what it was.
Yeah. These are round numbers, and trust me, there's going to be tons of lawsuits and people fighting about it, but in the end, it's going to be a national security issue because they're going to say, if we don't do this, we're going to lose our entire economy, and there's going to be other stuff going on when this happens, not just, you know, I'm talking about war or other reasons that they could blame national security or some sort of cyber attack or some sort of, even COVID practically rises to this.
And the majority of Americans don't have any money into any investment, so they're not going to care. And a part of them are going to be all for it.
Well, definitely the folks that are...
Marxist.
Yeah, and, you know, suck off the teat of the state. Yeah, they'll be all about it. They'll be like, yes, we need those resources. A bail-in, more simply put, the most simple way is the government takes over private enterprise and then divvies out whatever's left. That sounds like, you know, pretty much what the Soviet Union did in collectivist farms. Like, we're taking all the farms and then we'll give you some produce after a while, and then everything collapsed.
So Evergrande investors in China experienced this this week.
And so a bailout was just giving them money. But now bail-in means the customer is on the hook too, not just the producer.
What share of any investor class actually understands that possibly could happen?
Well, people in the bond market have a better idea of that, professionals, because they know it's called a haircut or your principal's at risk, and they understand there can be negotiated bankruptcies and stuff like that. But this is on a mass scale.
But the government doesn't step in and do that to bond.
Exactly, because it's only a small percentage, less than 1% a year. But when everybody's doing it at once, then they're going to have to do an emergency, you know?
The reset will involve...
Yeah, this is reset. This is how they reset it. They socialize it all. Literally, Cramer on CNBC was saying in 2008 they need to socialize the markets temporarily. He said temporarily to stabilize it. And they did that to AIG and General Motors. And eventually, everyone's like, well, they paid back their loan, and they paid back the shares, and the government got some dividends off of their investments and shit like that. Remember that?
That didn't make any sense.
That's what they're going to try to say. They're like, oh, we're going to freeze your account, but we're going to give you dividend bonus off of it. You know what they're doing to Evergrande? I'm glad I remember this. To the investors in China that are getting screwed, you know what they're doing? They're saying, you can actually buy at a discounted price just today, 30% off, one of these apartments for your very own. One of these, they're like, you could, hey, come to the company store and buy one of these distressed properties yourself. We don't actually have your money in your account, but we'll let you have one of the apartments. But it's pretty much a ghetto slum. So some people, the conspiracy theory is they knew everything was going to collapse, and they just wanted to put it, when everyone goes bankrupt, they're putting them into these ghost cities.
I don't know if it's a conspiracy in so much as once that became a real possibility, the people in the know just let it happen on purpose.
Well, very true. In my opinion, the main reason, going back to the ghost cities, they massively overproduced because centrally planned economies suck ass, number one. Number two, it's all politically driven. They needed to hit the GDP goals. They needed to keep people employed so they wouldn't have a revolution on their hands, you know, keep it moving for the betterment of the CCP. Well, they did that. They just built everything they could. And now they don't have the funding that was promised to them. And now the government has to take that over. And everyone that invested in it is now a pauper and must go live in their trashy. And unfortunately, a lot of these buildings actually do have collapses. And a lot of the infrastructure projects are literally horribly built with horrible materials as well. So that's only going to be worse for China. We got a lot of issues here in America, trust me. But so do they.
The entire idea that you could take Jeffersonian democracy into the Middle East and leave it there, like we did successfully with Germany and Japan. And the whole idea you could bring Western capitalism into China and liberalize that country. Those are myths. Both places took the efforts of our best intentions, of our, you know, neoconservative worldview of the 90s and early 2000s, absolutely corrupted it and thwarted it because they're just collectivists in at the end of the day. It's always going to be that way. The real question is, do we collapse into that? And a reset with bail-ins and digital currency and, you know, another pandemic, which, you know, the next pandemic could be more lethal. You know, that's what we all were concerned about at the beginning. Another even more lethal pandemic. And we're there. The old America is going to get wiped off the slate.
Yeah, man. It's very, very bad news.
If you're listening to this in the future, we saw this now. And it doesn't have to be the way it got to be. And if you listen to this tonight, you don't understand half of the economic things we're talking about, don't feel bad, because 10 years ago I barely understood just the main view of macroeconomics, global macroeconomics. It's taken a lot of time to kind of chop it up into the things that matter, but the indicators on the heat map are the things that matter. So study them, look at the headlines, understand why this happened. Because if we fall into it, it's going to rot. And there has to be voices that are educated enough to say, we knew it was going to be awful for us and we don't have to stick with it.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
We might be, you know, drawn into something that's not our way of life in the next decade. Doesn't mean we can't take it back, but it's with this debt curve, the recent balance sheet trends of the Federalreserve.gov that I'm looking at right now, / monetary policy, this hockey stick of debt that both on the monetary side in the central banking system and on the fiscal side, the debt that the U.S. Treasury has outstanding is, you know, has to be understood because it's going to end up in a bad place. And if you go and let it get all past you, you're going to be waking up to all of this well after it's too late to do anything about it.
Great point. And one of the good questions you always challenge me with is, why does this matter? Why can't we have a quadrillion in debt or a quadrillion, bajillion, quadrillion? You know, just like it's all fake money anyway. And that's what they've been banking on, and that's what they've been engineering for so long. But at some point, it hits reality. Economics is a bunch of math, but at some point, it comes down to people actually build things and pay for things, or they don't pay for things.
They either supply things or they demand things. Or
or everyone sits around and starves to death.
They do less of both, and we have a depression.
Exactly. And this financial gaming of the system has gone to extraordinary new heights never even imagined before, let alone actually done in real life. But it's got a breaking point. And we're seeing that in China right now. And it could be coming here soon, too. So get prepped. Get ready. Guys, we're going to real quick go to one more break and finish out the season strong. PrepperBroadcasting.com, as always, PrepperBroadcasting.com. So important to go there and support us. I had to plug it twice tonight. We'll be right back with the end of the Patriot Power Hour in just a minute or two. Stick with us.
Are you prepared to be the family doctor in a disaster or emergency? This is the Intrepid Commander, and I'm holding the Prepper's Medical Handbook by William W. Forgy, MD. In this great book, you'll learn how to prepare for medical care off the grid. You'll learn about assessment and stabilization. You'll even deal with things like bioterrorism response, radiation, and how to build the off-grid medical kit at home. Look, 2020 taught us a lot about the limitations of our medical infrastructure in America. Get the Prepper's Medical Handbook today at Amazon.com. Again, that's the Prepper's Medical Handbook by William W. Forgy.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. We're back. And it's time for the last 8, maybe 9 minutes, Patriot Power Hour summer season. This has been an awesome season from our show's perspective. We kind of started it out, maybe not starting it out, but a few weeks into the season, Ozzer Highland in our trip up to the Jones homestead. That was a lot of fun. I know this coming quarter, we're hoping to have some other exercise for the listeners and for our own practice of prepper, not just make sure we have the right supplies and rotate our bags. James was talking about tips on rotating your bag and different, you know, getting your gear together and using it and knowing where it is. That's big, but putting all the skills and realizing where your deficiencies are and trying to build on that is huge. So I'm looking forward next quarter to whatever exercise we come up with. It'll be a lot of fun.
I'm far less worried, and maybe it's not the right attitude, but I'm far less concerned about the materiel, acquiring it, because honestly, I'm looking at Future Danger, and I'm editing it daily, and I'm comparing it against the past. So if you're watching, and I'm obviously because I'm making, so I'm watching. I got a preview on when unprecedented black on red, full actualized S is hitting the fan situation, and acquiring my gaps, my material needs in time, I'm confident in. So I don't have to necessarily invest in things that I don't immediately need. Now, that's not right approach for everybody. It's my approach. I'm not seeing that tonight. Now, the argument that everything's getting more expensive because of inflation, you're going to lose it later. That's a trade, right? That's a trade-off. Do I really need, for example, a certain generator? I know I need it, but I don't need it on a daily basis. Can I acquire it in time?
Mm-hmm.
So we're not... We will let people know. One of the things we'll be on the air for is now is the time for final preps because this is unprecedented strength news. That being said, for the entire season of this summer, our summer season 2021, this is the most intense week. So it's picking up. And you called it about less than 30 days ago that this wasn't going to be a quiet fall. And it's not right now.
No, I didn't think so. Who knows? Definitely, I hope nothing hits the fan this fall, but I just had a feeling that so many items have been pressurized for so long, years and years, and really decades and decades in many cases, that I think feel like something has to break. And then once one thing breaks, and that's a big part of this Evergrande thing, kind of to come full circle to a big topic of the night, if that collapses, there are a dozen clones of Evergrande that are just a little bit smaller in China that would all collapse as well. And it would just be so systemic. So again,
contagion,
the contagion, anything you've heard, if you watched The Big Short or you learned anything about AIG, Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, just think of the same exact thing, but potentially bigger levels of fraud, or probably at least the same level of fraud, in China. So it's very destabilizing. It kind of puts the Chinese government up against the wall. I think they can kind of defuse this. So I don't think everything's going to collapse in the next week by any means, but it's something extremely important to watch. And I'm looking at potentially pulling the trigger on buying some land because at this point, the credit markets could freeze almost any day. So I kind of want to get a mortgage and have a transaction under my belt before that happens.
Yeah.
And you can't do that overnight.
No, that might get a lot harder to do. Now, the material piece is one thing, but the skills is why we do Azure Highlands. It's why it's fundamental. You got to get up back on the land and get outdoor capability in you on a regular basis, or it falls two ways. You can't do it, and you choose not to do it, and you end up being trapped in situations where you're just inside, and all the power, all the information, all of it is shut off, and you're a prisoner. Or you can get mobile, you can go places, you can evacuate, you can self-sustain, and you can move to retreat locations, right? Those skills, you know, either... If you got them and you know you got them, but you don't exercise them, now you just incurred pain and suffering and risk. So I choose not to have either of those outcomes. So let's get an exercise going this fall for sure.
For sure. Definitely. And I really did get more motivated from both the material as well as skills because of some of the failures, quite frankly, I experienced. And one of them is just I've been exercising a lot more and going on marches and runs with the 20-pound pack or a march with my 50, 60-pound pack just around the block practically just to harden myself a little bit more. And I think to myself, hey, earlier, I thought maybe a 10-mile, you know, walk under duress wouldn't be that bad. But after what I experienced, you know, with all the different, especially with the stressors and the adrenaline, and maybe at nighttime, things can get a lot more confusing and difficult than it might seem like when you're planning it out, you know?
Yeah. And this falls on deaf ears if you're out in the country on your homestead and you're all set up. And we know that that's probably a preponderance of people listening to this network. But there are urban and suburban preppers. There are people living near major metropolitan areas. And no matter where you live, a natural or man-made disaster could come your way, and where you are is untenable.
Yep. And the last exercise, we didn't get to focus on as much on some of the tasks. I think, what do you call them? The common soldier tasks, right?
We're going to hook you up with some. But.
Yeah. So we didn't get to do as many as we wanted because our bug out aspect took a little more time and was pretty rough and tumble, but overall successful. But long story short, we had a lot more we wanted to do we weren't able to do. So I think some of that stuff we're going to plan to do for sure.
Probably won't be nearly 100 degrees when we do it next time. We was in the 90s, so
yep.
that we're going to do it in nice, cool fall weather and you know, perhaps get a little bit more productivity out of our exercise.
Yeah, and I think some hunting, trapping, and skinning, and tracking of animals and humans may be involved some.
Yep, we're going to do some of that.
I need to brush up on that. It's been a while, so. Okay. Well, we only got like a minute left. We're going to make way. And again, folks, we will be back in 2 weeks. We're taking next week off, but reserve the right to come back if needed. Future Dan, anything else you wanted to kind of end this season off or anything to say before we get out of the way for a next generation? Assuming they have a show, I know that they're on their way to prepper camp. Actually, don't know for sure, but I presume they're on, so we do got to get off at the normal time. But anyway, anything else you got to say before we sign off, sir?
Yeah, we'll keep you on the heat map dashboard, and if things go south, stand by in this network. We'll be back.
You know it. We're here for the long haul. Jeez, we've been here more than a year and a half. Pretty crazy. Coming up on the 4-year anniversary of Patriot Power Hour, this coming season will be the start of that thereabout. We started, I believe, in November of 2017. So, man, time is flying. Anyway, ladies, gentlemen, thanks for sticking with us. Stay prepping. Stay safe. Keep up the good fight. And don't forget, down with Bankster Scum. We'll see you guys later. Life tearing at the seams.
Thank you for listening to the Prepper Broadcasting Network, where we promote self-reliance and independence. Tune in tomorrow for another great show and visit us at PrepperBroadcasting.com.